Lecture 17. So we're into phase equilibria. We're looking now at several different systems. So the first one are one component systems. Pure water in a container which is closed. So over here you can see we've got liquid water, we've got steam above it. It's inside a closed container. We're using a U-tube manometer to measure the pressure. The vapor pressure then is simply the pressure of the vapor which is in equilibrium with a condensed phase, the liquid in this case, at a specific temperature in a closed vessel. It's an intensive property, which means independent of the amount of material there. So as long as we've got liquid in the bottom here, we'll be measuring the characteristic vapor pressure for that liquid at whatever temperature we've specified. The units then are often we're going to specify a vapor pressure in torr. The old unit for torr was millimeter of mercury because it related to the U-tube manometers. These days, the torrs are measured on electronic measuring devices. Mercury is pretty toxic stuff. Like I certainly, when I did undergraduate, we had mercury floating around the lab. When I did honours, I used to have these things. When I did PhD, I used to have these things. But they're now totally out of vogue in chemical laboratories, simply because every time somebody smashes one, there's a lot of mercury floating around in the lab, and it's not the best stuff to